Gertrude whenever she happened to spy Miss Lolly Lou flying by in the sky. She got very jealous, she frowned and she pouted. She got awfully, awfully mad. And she shouted,
"This just isn't fair. I have one, she has two. I have one, she has two. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. I must have a tail. Just like Lolly Lou."
So she flew to her uncle, a doctor named Dake, whose office was high in a tree by the lake. And she cried,
"Uncle Doctor, oh please do you know of some kind of pill that would make my tail grow?"
"Tut, tut," said the doctor, "such talk is absurd. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird. Your tail is just right for your kind of bird." Gave in, and he told her just where she could find such a pill on a pilgrimage sign on the top of the hill.
"Oh, thank you, oh, thank you,"
chirped Gertrude McFuzz, and she flew right straight to the hill where the pillberry grew. Yes, there was the vine, and as soon as she saw it, she plucked off a berry and started to gnaw it. It tasted just awful, it almost made her sick, but she wanted that tail, so she swallowed it quick. As if she'd been tapped down behind by a switch. And Gertrude looked around and she cheered. It was true, it was true.
Two feathers.
Two feathers. Exactly like Lolly Lou. She got an idea.
"Now I know what I'll do. I'll grow one tail. Better, 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 better. was fine.
So she nibbled another one off of the vine. She felt a new twitch. And then Gertrude yelled,
Miss Lala has only
just two.
I have three. When Mama Vivu sees this beautiful stuff, she'll fall right down flat, flat on her face, sure enough. I'll show her who's pretty. I certainly will. Why, I'll make myself even prettier still, even prettier still.
She snatched at those berries that grew on that vine. She gobbled up over 6, 7,
Boop.
8, 9. She didn't stop eating and Gertrude McBuns till she'd eat 3 dozen. That's all that there was. She couldn't run, she couldn't walk, and oh! she was stuck on that hill. And Gertrude McFuzz might be stuck up there still. If her good Uncle Dake hadn't heard the girl yell, he rushed to her rescue and brought along
Dr. Seuss's Gertrude McFuzz in musical form. Coming up, my friend Oliver has an underwater adventure. But first, here's Under the Sea.
Ariel, listen.